The first thing you should know about Mika is that he wasn't always called Mika. When he was very little, he had no name at all. It wasn't because mice don't give each other names, because they do. Of course they do. It was just that normally parents give baby mice their names when they're born, and the trouble with Mika's parents was that they didn't actually know he existed. The reason his dad, Munch, didn't know Mika existed was because when Mika was born, Munch was being eaten by a great grey owl. And it was hard to be a good parent when you were busy being digested. His mum, Ula, had less of an excuse, because she was at least alive. But she was very, very, very tired. And the reason she was very, very, very tired was because Mika wasn't her only little mouse. In fact, Mika was one of many little mice. He was the 13th and last of the litter. And though Ula named the other 12 offspring who arrived that night, she had fallen fast asleep by the time she got to Mika. When she woke up, Mika was just one of 109 mice she had given birth to that year, in a total of 11 litters. While some of those other babies were already brown and furry, unlike the pink and hairless gang of newborns, she still found it difficult to keep up with them all. And so she didn't bother. And Mika spent his first few days and weeks believing he was called that one, or him over there, or please get off, or your bum is in my face. And Mika spent those early days very hungry indeed. He was the weakest, smallest, youngest, most ignored and unfed mouse in the whole crowded, dark, damp tree hole, and probably had the rumbliest tummy in the entire universe. But one day, something happened. Ula returned with a special find. This, she told all the little mice as they gathered round, is something really quite exciting. It is a whole button mushroom, the best in the whole forest. Since we've all eaten today already, we'll all go to sleep now and have it for breakfast tomorrow. But Mika thought, hang on a minute, I haven't eaten today. And he remembered the last time his mum brought home a mushroom for breakfast. He'd been pushed aside and squashed and squished and squeezed, and in the end had been left with only the tiniest of crumbs. So, this time, he decided to do something different. That night, when all his brothers and sisters were sound asleep, he quietly crept over to his snoring mum and stared at the mushroom she was hugging in her sleep. His stomach rumbled. He stared and he stared and he stared, and he knew that if he waited until morning, he wouldn't get a bite of the mushroom, and it looked so tasty. So he did something terrible. He gently tugged the mushroom out of his mum's arms and had a tiny nibble. And then he had another nibble, and another, and he kept nibbling until the whole mushroom was gone. And then he tiptoed far away and lay down and fell asleep. It was the best sleep he'd ever had in his whole short life, because it was the only time he'd had a full tummy. And there is no sleep as good as a full tummy sleep. And he stayed fast asleep all night until a scream pulled him out of happy dreams.
Who stole the mushroom?
Ula roared at her drowsy litter. Well, maybe not a roar. When a mouse roars, it's only loud if you happen to be a mouse. Anyone else would just hear the tiniest of tiny squeaks. But to Mika, it was a roar, and he felt so scared he shook like a leaf in the breeze and said nothing. He said nothing all day, and he said nothing all night. He was so scared he would get found out that he felt sick. He needed to escape. But where could he go? That night, he overheard his sister, Yala, talking to one of his brothers about something called the world outside.